Yudalef Nisan Siman Kuf Yudches Halacha Tes, and we're going to Siman Kuf Yudtes Halacha Beis. The Kitza discusses now the cups of wine. So the cups themselves have to not have any what's called a pegima, no blemish, no holes, and no nicks, and they should be rinsed properly both inside and outside. This is Halacha and really a Kosha Bracha, and these Alba Kosis especially that. More than the usual halachas of cups, we're going to get into this in a moment. Each person really has to have his own cups. It's not like regular kiddush, where a person is yotze. There is shittas in the rishonim, the tesis like that, but certainly the halacha we don't pass in like that unless it's a special situation. And even then, as we'll discuss, there's an eitzah before that. But before we get to that, the halacha is that it has to hold a revius. So I mentioned in our daily videos that the measurements, of course, vary between the different opinions, and also if it's Doraisa Darabanan here, since it's Darabanan, it's not Kiddush on Friday night, so there's more room to be lenient. So the general amount I mentioned is from 1.5 ounces all the way till 5. So in general, the best is, the more common one is of Chaim Noah, which is around 2.9. Moshe is 3.3. Chaznish is five plus, around five. And the most lenient, if someone has really difficult time, is 1.5. And as the Kitza himself says, that a person has to try to drink the entire majority of the cup. Now, even that, the Mishmur already explains, if it's a big cup, you don't need to drink majority of the cup. You need to drink majority of a revius. So let's take the Moshe's 3.3. So you have to drink about 1.6. That's the idea, majority of the now. So therefore, it's better to get a smaller cup than to have a large cup, because there are opinions that say that no, you have to drink majority of the cup. So best to get a cup that is 3.3. They have these 3.3 ounce cups. This way, you really cover all your bases. In general, majority of a revius is around melilugmo. It's a cheekful. Now, another interesting halacha, one important halacha is that Mishabur brings down, and I saw also Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he held that if someone can't drink wine or grape juice, then one could rely on Chama Medina. And he instructed his own family, when the doctors tell them that they can't drink, that they should use mitz tapuzim, orange juice. Equivalent probably would be Tropicana. So the... very interesting that's the keep that in mind. Someone really has a difficulty, so they could have four cups of orange juice. And then the dispute if they make a bracha on each one or just on the first and the third. But someone should ask a shayla in such a case, and you should have in mind to be eight with someone else that's also an eight, like we mentioned, according to Tosis. In any case, the next halacha is about the kittel. It's interesting of wearing a kittel. Not the Sfaradim don't. The Ashkenazim have a minute to wear the kittel. And one of the explanations is that a kittel reminds us of Yom Hamisa, humbles the person naturally. And since Pesach night, we're sitting like a king and we're drinking four cups of wine, a person might get a little bit conceited. So therefore, this kind of like keeps the healthy balance. There's a whole different reason given actually for the kittel, which is really more of a malchus of being like a malach of white. Now, based on what we said, so the kitzer says the person should prepare everything, like we said, even the kittel should have prepared. And an avel, someone that's in mourning, either he's Yud Beis Chodesh or he just lost a relative, so Rechman Alitzan. So the halacha is that he doesn't wear kittel. Now, according to the first explanation, it makes sense because he's anyway subdued and humbled based on the fact that he's an avel. That's the explanation. Now, Haseva, reclining, he's obligated. That's really an obligation. It's not just a minik. The kittel is not a halacha. And unless, well, it's interesting, kittel says if someone was not noig aves, means that he lost a relative in Yom Tov. So then the halacha is, in such a case, he doesn't even recline, which is a big chiddush. And that also I saw Poskim argue. And I saw Poskim argue just on the idea that an avel doesn't even wear kittel. That also Poskim argue. And, when it comes to any other obligation, like halal, of course he has to say halal. What about a son by his father regarding reclining? So the idea is that there's a concern when you're reclining that maybe not being showing enough respect. But a son by his father is obligated in a seva. It's not considered that he's not respecting his father, but when it comes to a student by his Rebbe, he doesn't recline. It's an interesting language that the Gemara uses and the Pesach uses. He doesn't have to, but really the halacha is he shouldn't without getting permission. If he gets permission, then it's allowed, and then he should. And I think generally that's what people, students, do if they're by the Rebbe or Hasidim. Now here we get to Siman Kuf Yud Tet, one of the most interesting halachas, and that is that when it comes to the four cups of wine, including the first, it will have to be at night. Night means generally Tzeisar Kechavim. And it's based on a whole drasha of Achlus Abbasu B'lai Lazeh. And since the Abakos is really, even though the first cup technically is Kiddush, Kaddish, but it's four part of the four cups of wine. And therefore, it also has to be at night. Now there's an incredible, years ago, my Rebbe showed me a Chasim Seifel in the Chidushim. He says that you could actually do the Kiddush and start to say there after Shkia. And they use this in Freshberg, where it was quite late. And I've used this also there in a nursing home. This is very Nagala Maisa. And not so long ago, I had a very special interaction with the one that did that Peskim of today. He was writing actually a tshuva to St. Petersburg, where it's really late at night in Russia. And I happened to be by his house, and I mentioned this, Chasim Seifel, and he wasn't familiar. And he even sounded like he was surprised. He ran, he got up, great, amazing mice. He ran to his Chasim Sefer, pulled it out. And as he's going through the pages, he gets to two pages that are stuck together. It's not a miracle. He opens those, he says, I don't know what happened here. Cuts those pages, and right there is the Chasim Sefer. So he actually added it to the tshuva. So it's very interesting, Shaila. In any case, when it comes to starting the Seder, we already mentioned that the person is supposed to be chit of the mitzvahs. You're supposed to start right away and make sure the kids are staying up. And one of the things the mitzvahs is to give out shkedim and egoizim, walnuts and almonds, to the kids to keep them up, and also that they should see a shinui, something different. Then they're going to ask shailas, and then you're able to respond and give the mitzvah sibur yitzias mitzrayim. Now, really, it's all to get them curious and asking. Today, probably almonds, I don't know if that really always works, and therefore the minigiz, I think, of Yasha also mentions this, that to give chocolate and things that candies that a person is going to keep the child up. Now, a tinoik and a tinoikas, meaning a boy and a girl, that have reached the age of chinuch, which I saw many Peskim hold this around 5 years old. So they know Kedushas Yom Tov, they understand Tzipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, certainly today kids from Cheder, etc. So they also are supposed to have cups of wine. And the minigiz is that, okay, so how much exactly they should drink, you don't have to push so much, but the idea is for them to have these four cups of wine. Now, the minig is that we add one more cup, what's called kosher eliyo, eliyo anavi. The kids as much do right away. The most, I think, of a minig is to do it really towards when it's time, when they go out, right out by Shvach HaMascha. Around then, people do the kosher eliyo anavi. People get confused sometimes that the anavi is coming through the door they just opened. Really, that's not the pshat. But in any case, many different explanations. The pashup pshat is that it's a suffix if there's a fifth cup of vevesi, vevesi eschem el aretz, which is the fifth language that we're finally going to get to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, next halacha. The meaning is that you should not pour the cup of wine. No one should pour the cup of wine for themselves. Rather, someone else pours the cup for you. It's also an act of kingly to show Chayus freedom and royalty. And the kids already discusses what we mentioned before, how much to drink from the cup. And for the fourth cup, it's Kedai to drink a revius, a full revius, in order to be able to make the bracha achreina. Even that, the kids says to do in one shot, and the Mishabur and the Shal Tzion says that it should be with a slight pause in that drinking. In any case, the kids says something so vital and important is that everyone should have in mind for the mitzvah of the four cups, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, eating of the matzah and the mor. And the women also are beginning this mitzvah and these mitzvahs. The only thing that the kiddush says in that the custom is not for the women is to do reclining, and that Sfaradim do, I think a lot of Ashkenazim do, but it's only not me'akev. When it comes to the kiddush and the agada, when a person's drinking, you have to recline, like we already learned, to recline on your left side. Now, it's good, as the kids says, to drink four cups of this four cups, but we already mentioned that that's certainly not the Mikadin. You just have to do the majority of a revius. Have a beautiful day.